All right, so welcome to another deep dive. And today we're diving into...
Oh, exciting.
Yeah, so we're going to be looking at the future of fine dining.
Okay.
And we've got...
that's delicious.
Yeah, well, we'll see about that. We've got a whole stack of articles from Luxure Blog.
Oh, nice.
Some personal notes, even some insider intel.
Wow, insider intel, huh?
Yeah, yeah. So it's painting a pretty interesting picture of an industry that's facing some serious challenges.
Okay.
To give you a taste of what we're dealing with.
Yeah.
Imagine this, okay?
Okay.
A restaurant, all prepped for a full house, right?
Mm-hmm.
One night, only a handful of tables actually show up.
Oh, wow.
The next night, packed to the brim.
Oh, jeez.
It's a logistical nightmare.
Yeah, I can
for these businesses. And it speaks to some of the larger issues facing fine dining these days.
It's not just about fancy restaurants struggling, though, is it?
That's true.
I think this actually reflects some broader trends that I think you'll find relevant to your own life, even if you're more of a casual diner, you know?
Right.
Like, we're talking about, like, economic pressures,
mm-hmm.
shifting priorities,
right.
and, like, how we even define value in a world that's just overflowing with options these days.
Yeah, it's a good point. It's easy to dismiss fine dining as something that's just, you know, for the elite. But when you dig a little deeper, it's a fascinating, like, microcosm
yeah.
of the challenges that a lot of businesses are facing.
Mm-hmm.
So to kick things off, let's go back to 2020.
Oh, boy.
A year our sources are calling the annus horribilis for fine dining.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right.
The pandemic, I mean, yeah. everybody had to reevaluate what was important, you know?
Yeah.
Suddenly that elaborate tasting menu
right.
might have seemed a little frivolous
yeah.
when we were faced with so much uncertainty back then.
Definitely. But even beyond, you know, that initial shock of lockdowns,
yeah.
there's been this, like, fundamental shift in customer behavior that's continuing to impact fine dining today.
Interesting.
Or notes mention a rise in last-minute bookings.
Oh,
which is already tricky for restaurants to manage.
Yeah.
But then there's also the issue of no-shows.
Oh, brutal.
Which is just...
Oof.
Yeah.
Total. Imagine you're a chef, right?
Yeah.
You've meticulously planned this menu.
Oh, yeah.
You've sourced the finest ingredients.
Right.
You've trained your staff to provide, like, impeccable service.
Mm-hmm.
And then half the reservations don't even show up.
Oh.
It's not just the wasted food.
Right.
It's the hit to morale,
yeah.
the lost revenue,
yeah.
the missed opportunity to serve other, you know, eager diners.
Yes. Yeah, some restaurants are trying to combat this
yeah.
by requiring credit cards for reservations.
Right.
But that only tackles the symptom, mm-hmm. not the root cause.
It's true.
It seems like there's a larger issue.
Yeah.
Of people being flaky.
Yeah.
Or perhaps just having so many options that mm-hmm. they're making last minute decisions.
That's right.
Based on, I don't know, their mood.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the latest Instagram post. Who knows?
You hit on something crucial there.
Oh, yeah.
Can any business really thrive in an environment where customer loyalty is so, so unpredictable these days?
Right.
I think this is where understanding how we define value becomes crucial.
Okay, let's unpack that.
Yeah.
Our sources suggest it's not just about the cost
mm-hmm.
of a fancy meal.
Right.
But a deeper shift in priorities.
Okay.
So what exactly do people want
yeah.
when they dine out in this new landscape?
They want an experience.
Oh.
Think about it.
Yeah.
You could order a perfectly good steak from a delivery service, right?
Right.
But why do people still choose to dine out?
Yeah.
Especially at a fine dining establishment.
Yeah.
It's about more than just the food on the plate.
Right.
It's the ambiance, the service.
Yeah.
The feeling of being transported somewhere special.
Mm-hmm.
It's about creating a memory.
That makes total sense, even in my own life.
Yeah.
I find myself thinking, like, is this restaurant Instagrammable?
Oh, yeah.
Is there a story behind the food?
Mm-hmm.
Is it something I'll remember a week from now?
Right, right.
It seems like people are craving more than just, you know...
Yeah.
Sustenance.
Exactly. And this is where fine dining has an opportunity to evolve.
Okay.
One of our sources mentions a concept called etrenaline.
Etrenaline, okay.
Which combines gastronomy
mm-hmm.
with immersive decor
okay.
and entertainment.
All right.
They've essentially turned dinner into a theatrical event.
Whoa, that sounds incredible.
Right.
But is that level of theatricality
yeah.
the future of all fine dining?
Yeah.
You mentioned earlier that fine dining faces some real economic challenges.
You're right. It's not a one-size-fits-all solution.
Right.
The reality is fine dining operates on razor-thin margins,
mm-hmm.
and those margins are getting even thinner with rising inflation impacting both ingredient and labor costs.
Oh, yeah.
Meanwhile, diners are also feeling the pinch, making them much more price-sensitive.
So we've got fickle customers,
yep.
rising costs,
mm-hmm.
and a need to offer more than just a delicious meal.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like fine dining is stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah.
What's the way forward?
That's the million-euro question, isn't it?
Yeah.
And to be honest, there's no easy answer.
Yeah.
But our sources do offer some intriguing solutions.
Oh.
And some fine dining establishments are already proving that adaptation is possible.
Whoa.
One great example is the Igniff chain.
Igniff. Okay.
Which has managed to scale up
mm-hmm.
without sacrificing quality.
Igniff. Tell me more. It sounds like they've kind of cracked the code.
Yeah.
How are they managing to expand while keeping that fine dining experience intact?
Well, one of their key strategies is focusing on communal dining.
Communal dining.
Now, you might associate communal dining with casual eateries,
right.
but Igniff has managed to elevate the concept,
okay.
turning it into a sophisticated and social dining experience.
Yeah. Okay, now I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
How do they make communal dining work in a fine dining setting?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And it's something we'll explore in more detail in the next part of our deep dive.
Oh, a cliffhanger.
We'll look at the specific elements that make Igniv's model so successful, as well as other innovative strategies fine dining restaurants are using to thrive in this new landscape.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Can't wait. Welcome back to our deep dive into the future of fine dining.
Yeah.
Before we jumped into Igniv's unique approach,
mm-hmm.
we were discussing how fine dining is.
Yeah.
grappling with this new set of challenges.
Right.
From unpredictable customers
yeah.
to the need to offer experiences
right.
that go beyond just exquisite food.
You know, it's fascinating.
Yeah.
It's almost as if fine dining has to shed its old image. You know,
yeah.
a perception of being aloof,
right.
exclusive in order to truly connect with today's diners.
It's like they need to break down that velvet rope and invite people in, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But wouldn't that risk diluting the exclusivity?
Yeah.
That's always been a hallmark of fine dining.
Yep.
How do you make it welcoming
right.
without losing that special occasion aura?
That's the balancing act, isn't it? And
yeah.
it's where understanding your audience becomes so critical.
Okay.
Our sources talk about the importance of customer engagement.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where it all begins.
Okay.
Fine dining restaurants can't just assume they know what their patrons want anymore.
Right.
They need to actively listen and learn.
So are we talking about sending out surveys? Conducting focus groups?
Not necessarily.
Hiring a whole market research team?
It doesn't.
That seems like a lot for a small independent restaurant to take on.
It doesn't have to be that formal. It could be as simple as paying attention to online reviews.
Right.
Or better yet, striking up conversations with your regulars.
Yeah.
What are they raving about? What dishes are they photographing and sharing?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of experiences are they seeking beyond just the food itself?
You're right. It's about building relationships and really tuning in to what people are saying.
Exactly.
And I bet social media plays a huge role here, too.
Absolutely. Digital platforms are a game changer for fine dining.
Oh, yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah.
You can use Instagram to offer a behind-the-scenes glimpse into your kitchen.
Okay.
Showcase the artistry of your dishes.
Mm-hmm.
Even share the stories of your suppliers.
Right.
And the passion behind their ingredients.
It's about creating a narrative that goes beyond the menu, isn't it?
Yes.
You're inviting people into your world.
Exactly.
Making them feel like they're part of something special.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they're planning a night out,
yeah,
your restaurant is top of mind.
Right.
Because it's more than just a place to eat. It's an experience they want to be a part of.
Precisely. And it doesn't stop there.
Oh, okay.
You can use your online presence to build anticipation for upcoming events.
Oh.
Share wine pairing tips.
Right.
Or even host virtual cooking classes with the chef.
Wow.
The possibilities are endless.
Okay, so we've got customer engagement down.
Yeah.
But what about the food itself?
Right.
How is fine dining innovating on the plate
mm-hmm.
to keep things fresh and exciting?
This is where things get really interesting.
Okay.
Our sources suggest embracing new trends like sustainability,
mm-hmm.
incorporating elements of surprise or theatricality into the dining experience,
yeah.
and even blurring the lines between different culinary traditions.
That reminds me of the adrenaline concept we touched on earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Where they've gone all in on creating an immersive,
right,
theatrical experience around the meal.
Yeah.
But is that the only path to innovation?
Not at all. Innovation can take many forms.
Okay.
Some restaurants are experimenting with interactive elements,
Okay.
allowing diners to customize their dishes
Oh, wow.
or even participate in the preparation process.
Well, that's cool.
Others are drawing inspiration from art, music, or even technology to create multi-sensory experiences that engage all the senses.
So it's about pushing the boundaries, thinking outside the traditional white tablecloth.
Exactly.
But let's be realistic. How can fine dining, which
Yeah.
is known for its meticulous attention to detail and
Right.
often limited seating, even think about scaling up in a way that makes financial sense?
That's the challenge, isn't it?
Yeah.
But remember, Ignif, the chain we mentioned earlier,
Yes.
their success hinges on communal dining,
Okay.
which, when done right,
Yeah.
can be a win-win for both the restaurant and the diner.
You piqued my curiosity earlier.
Yeah.
Tell me, how do they elevate communal dining to a fine dining experience?
Okay.
I'm imagining a table full of strangers awkwardly passing plates around.
It's not quite like that.
Okay.
Ignif has mastered the art of creating a sense of intimacy and shared experience,
Yeah.
even in a larger setting.
Okay.
They've designed their spaces to foster conversation, and their menu is tailored for sharing,
Well.
featuring dishes that are visually stunning and meant to be passed and enjoyed amongst friends
Yeah.
or even new acquaintances.
So it's like a curated social experience,
Yes.
but with exquisite food and impeccable service.
Exactly.
What kind of dishes lend themselves well to this format? Do they
What?
have any signature items
They do.
that have become synonymous with the Ignif experience?
Their menu features a mix of small, intricate plates
Okay.
and larger show-stopping dishes that are meant to be carved and shared tableside.
Right.
This approach allows them to cater to a variety of preferences
Right.
while still maintaining that sense of occasion
Yeah.
and culinary excellence.
This all sounds incredible,
Yeah.
but I'm also wondering about the service.
Sure.
How do they ensure that each diner feels pampered and attended to, even in a communal setting?
That's where their staff training really shines.
Okay.
They've struck this amazing balance between being attentive and discreet, ensuring that every diner feels special
Yeah.
without interrupting the flow of conversation
Yeah.
and the shared enjoyment of the meal.
Ignif sounds like a fascinating case study,
It
but I
is.
imagine there are other strategies fine dining restaurants can explore.
You're right. Ignif is just one example, albeit a very successful one.
Right.
Our sources also point to the potential of strategic partnerships
Okay.
and even joining restaurant chains as a way for independent restaurants to share resources,
Right.
reduce costs, and benefit from the marketing power of a larger brand.
So strength in numbers. It
Exactly.
makes sense.
Yeah.
It allows individual chefs and restaurateurs to focus on what they do best,
Right.
creating incredible food and experiences without getting bogged down by the business side of things.
Yeah.
It's like forming a culinary alliance.
Exactly. And you know, all of this might seem like a lot
Yeah.
for the fine dining industry to take in,
Yeah.
but the good news is this isn't about a complete overhaul. It's about evolution, not revolution.
Small steps,
Yeah.
constant learning,
Yeah.
and a willingness to adapt.
Absolutely.
Sounds like a recipe for success in any industry, not just fine dining.
Absolutely. And at the heart of it all,
Yeah.
it's about remembering that fine dining at its core
Yeah.
is about connection. It's about creating a space
Right.
where people can come together to celebrate,
Yeah.
to connect, to experience something truly special.
Welcome back to our deep dive into the future of fine dining. It's been quite a journey, hasn't it?
It really have.
We've gone from panicked restaurants facing empty dining rooms
Yeah.
to innovative concepts like adrenaline turning dinner into an immersive theatrical experience.
Yeah, we've explored some truly creative solutions,
Yeah.
and I think it's safe to say that fine dining isn't going extinct anytime soon,
Right.
but it definitely needs to adapt to a world where the definition of value is constantly evolving.
Right. Gone are the days when just slapping a hefty price tag on a meal guaranteed success.
Right.
Now it's about crafting an experience that resonates with diners on multiple levels, from the sourcing of ingredients to the ambiance and even the online presence.
And speaking of value,
Yeah.
one thing that struck me as we were going through these sources
Okay.
is the parallel between fine dining's evolution
uh-huh.
and the choices we make in our own lives.
Oh, interesting.
Think about it.
Well,
you could grab a quick lunch at your desk, right?
Yeah.
But why do you sometimes choose to meet a friend for a leisurely meal?
Right.
Or why splurge on that special bottle of wine for a celebration?
It's about creating moments, isn't it?
Yeah.
Elevating the everyday to something a little more meaningful and just like a successful fine dining experience.
Yeah.
Those moments are about more than just the tangible elements. They're
yeah.
about connection,
mm-hmm.
shared enjoyment,
yeah.
and creating memories that last.
I think that's such a powerful insight.
Yeah.
And it applies to so many aspects of life, not just food.
Right. It makes you wonder, what experiences have shifted your own definition of value?
Ooh, that's a great question for our listeners to ponder.
Yeah.
What makes a purchase or an experience truly worthwhile for you?
Right.
And how has that definition changed over time?
It's a reminder that value isn't static.
Yeah.
It's something we define and redefine based on our priorities,
mm-hmm.
experiences, and even our cultural context.
So to bring this all back to fine dining.
Right.
It seems like the restaurants that will thrive in the future.
Yeah.
Are the ones that understand this dynamic nature of value. They're
mm-hmm.
not just selling a meal. They're selling an experience.
Exactly.
A story, a connection to something larger than themselves.
Absolutely. It's about embracing innovation.
Yeah.
Building relationships
mm-hmm.
and constantly evolving to meet the changing needs and desires of their patrons.
It's about remembering that at the end of the day, dining in all its forms is a fundamentally human experience.
It's about coming together to share food, stories, and moments that nourish both our bodies and our souls.
And that's something worth savoring, no matter what's on the menu.
Well said. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the future of fine dining.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We'll see you next time for another fascinating exploration.